You will hear a conversation between an IELTS candidate and an IELTS administrator.
First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good afternoon. I'm applying for a master's program at the University of Exeter in the UK. I'm planning to register for the IELTS exam at your centre next month. I have some questions I'd like to ask you before I register, if that's okay.
Certainly. Would you be taking the academic module?
I think so, but I'll have to contact the university just to make sure.
You'll probably need the academic because most universities don't accept the general training. And anyway, the procedures to register for the exam are the same for both the general and the academic modules.
Good. My first question is whether I sit all parts of the exam on the same day. I don't live here, you see. And for me, it would be more convenient to do all the papers on the same day.
Unfortunately, the speaking part is scheduled for Thursdays, and reading, writing, and listening tests take place on Saturdays. We can't change the days, I'm afraid.
That's a pity. Well, never mind. What sort of documents do I need to bring in order to register?
You'll have to fill in the IELTS application form and bring an ID, a copy of your ID, and 2 passport-sized photos on a white background.
Will any ID do?
We only accept original passports and national IDs.
That's good to know. Did you say that reading, writing, and listening are scheduled for Saturday?
That's right.
Will I get a break in between the papers?
I'm afraid there aren't any breaks between the papers. Each paper takes an hour to complete, so it's 3 hours straight through. You'll first do listening and then reading, followed by the writing test. This is a standard requirement from Cambridge.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Okay, and how soon after the test can I pick up my results?
It takes 13 calendar days for the results to be processed.
Can you let me know how much it is and the form of payment?
The examination fee is $200. You can pay by credit or debit card. We also accept cheques. We only accept cash as a form of payment in exceptional circumstances.
And one last question. Can I mail you the application documents?
Certainly. You can send all the documents by registered mail to our address, 47 Clover Place, New Rochelle, New York.
Could you spell New Rochelle for me, please?
Certainly. NEWROCHELLE.
Could I have the zip code as well?
Sure. Our zip code is 10806.
Thanks.
You can also email us at inquiry@examsmail.com or phone us at 325-9082.
I think that's all. Thank you very much for all the information. Bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.